Yeah, Thrasher Radio back on the map. I got my friend from San Jose, California. Not my favorite place in the world, but Caswell Berry is one of my favorite skaters. Caswell Berry skating for Volcom, Enjoy, Decimated Hardware. Who else? Tell me, Cas, who do you skate for?
Osiris.
Osiris.
Richta. Bones.
Oh, more rattle, less roll.
The best bearings out.
The best bearings? Richta bearings?
No, Bones.
Bones. Oh, Bones. Sweet. Well, you rode for Powell before. Before you quit to ride for Toy, you rode for Powell, right?
Correct.
And that was like John White, little midgets, little Labrador.
I think that was before him.
Really? Who was on your road trip squad back then?
Tony Manfrey, Oliver Buchanan.
Oliver Buchanan, that's the Labrador
He's
Retriever looking
out
dude.
Out there.
Yeah, that's Silas Baxter Neal, too.
Silas was on trips. I sometimes go on trips with Paul Macnow and
Manchu.
Ryan Smith.
Ryan, oh, dude, the Canadian Nightmares?
Yeah.
Red Dragons. You ever a dragon?
Give their fingers.
Stevie Caballero's one. San Jose. That's your connection.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess you got that deep down sense. So you're one of the first people to ride for Volcom, right?
I believe so.
Caswell, Remy named his kid after you. That's pretty. How's that feel?
Heavy.
Like what? You got to live up to it?
I don't know, but it's so weird going and hanging out with the family. I go down to Costa Mesa and the mom and Remy, you know, Missy and Remy yell, "Hey, Caswell." And I look over and I'm like, what? Like, not you, little Caswell.
Little Cas. Little
Cas. Oh, shit.
How many kids you got? Zip.
That's
zilch.
Right.
How well you know the rules, right? I mean, you got to have no, I mean, having kids is kind of harsh because you're a skateboard dude and you travel quite a bit. You're 30 now, right?
That's
did
right.
Did I give you your first free board at San Jose Skate Park?
You gave me probably one of the first free boards. I can't recall. I was 8 years old or something.
You were like seven, or
yeah.
Seven maybe?
Pants or shorts down
Chance
to my
that, well,
ankles.
The long hair, the hairdo, Ricky Lake hairdo.
That board was sick, except it got ran over by a car in my front yard. I was skating a launch ramp and fucking zipped out.
Zinged it?
Yeah, right into the middle of the street. Done for.
Yeah. So that was I remember it was a slick board. Didn't have graphics. It wasn't.
That shit was sick.
It was like, this is
slick.
Sick.
And
like,
sick.
Hey, little buddy. And you're like, ah, oh, sick.
So
we used
pumped.
To skate the vert ramp. And
I think you gave me skate rag shorts, too, possibly.
Some possible costume change.
Here's it was fucking there. Sick. Either way, chance still.
Well, I mean, I knew that your potential then. I knew that you were the kid. So I was like, yeah, Caswell, if he's probably going to stick around long enough, he'll probably be fucking pretty good. You got San Jose Pride for Enjoy, right? That's the mafia there. I mean, when Jared just left, I mean, so who's taking the helms now?
Louis is pretty
Louis
much.
Louis Baletta?
Yeah, he's holding it down right now.
That's good.
Louis, yeah, not
Louis
bad.
Seems like he might make it work.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good
Lama
job.
On one of your fucking ads. That's kind of crazy. Dalai Lama in your ads, like, here. Okay, what's the first song you want to play for the gang right here? Do you have a song, a set list? Or do you have a list?
I did, but I don't know what order they're going in, so let me see. I will start with, we'll do Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face.
Eyes Without a Face, got no, I like to see that. Soda? Road Soda? So you rode for Toy Machine after Powell. Why'd you quit Powell?
Toy Machine.
Just Toy asked you, Ed said, hey, can we take some Polaroids of your pecker?
No, I don't know how. I think he saw me at.
Luzanne?
Let's see here. No, that was when
no,
I was
riding.
You
won that.
For
you wrote
because yeah.
I remember the 3-flip lip, and I was like, "You made that," and I was like, "He just won the contest." You remember that?
I do.
That was like the most. You were sitting there on the fucking contest. It was like this.
Fucking
is
what's his name? Bastion came up to me after.
You say it in the way the French would say it.
All right. So basically, I'll tell you a little like run up to it. It was like. I don't know, but 2002, Bastion
Luzanne, Switzerland, the
winning,
big one.
Or top three, top five. I was top three, top five every contest there. And the one contest that Bastion didn't skate, I ended up winning. And he comes up to me after, he's like, "You skate very good, but when I skate, I win."
All right. But well, you had the money.
You got that.
You had the photo of the money. Patrick's got the photo of, like, you got the Euro money. That's like. That's big money now.
I didn't pay any taxes on,
no,
and they
put
just
it in suitcase, take it
took
home.
That shit.
that was that contest was good because that was like every couple years they had it, and then it was like girl dudes. They built the course and stuff. It was a good course. Costin had the nose blunt slide sequence on that ledge. That he did it in his contest run. There was some Rick McCrank. Everybody was going off. That was a sick contest.
That was a really good one.
Yeah,
it's like. Amazing just to look back and think about all those dudes that were skating in that contest were dudes
won,
that I was
you
like
come up on top. And I'm saying the 3-flip lip, I was like, come on, you just made that. You looked at me, he's like, if I make that, I'm gonna win. I was like, no way. Made it. I broke my leg 2 days after that, so I was kind of like off that contest.
Sorched.
I was gone off it. So then you rode for Toy. Ed said he's seen some video of you skating and he wanted to put you on the Toy or what?
I think it was the what was the Vancouver contest?
Vancouver?
Which one was
that's
Slam City Jam.
Jam.
Yeah,
oh.
The first year they had an AM contest.
Right.
I ended
first
up going
year,
up.
The first year was like 90 fucking two, 93.
Well, an AM contest, though.
Right.
I don't know what year that was.
Long
but
time
maybe
ago.
99.
Right.
Roughly.
Right.
2000 maybe.
AM, and you got hyped. You won it?
Yeah, I won it, and I talked to Ed and just made a little contact, and then it kind of like fell through. I don't even think I really rode for Powell quite.
You weren't
maybe
on.
I did. I don't know.
You
I had to weasel my way into the contest somehow because we just drove up in an RV with Tim McKinney and Corey Duffel. And
Corky Duffel.
Dude, he got picked. Tim was giving him the shit, man. Straight up, like, threw him out of the RV on multiple occasions.
You got to go.
It was crazy, man.
That's
but it
a good
was a good
run.
Time, yeah.
No, that's what makes you the person that you are today is remembering that shit, that where you got to where you are now from those days before. Those blocks are the steps to make you who you are as a grown person, right?
Yeah.
Next song, Caswell.
We'll do something a little bit quicker this time. We'll do Frank Zappa in France. He's talking shit about France. It's, it's nice.
You got to love that. I've been to Switzerland. I've been to France. Smoke your underwear.
Cut.
So you quit Toy Machine and you ride for the Enjoy Mafia. How'd that happen? That's like riding for the toy store brand like that. Enjoy's kind of like, you know, it's your San Jose buddies, right? You was like, you
yeah,
had a chance
it
to
was a tough one, you know, like.
Toy Machine's like big. Those guys have. You can see that they drove Provost rides for him. That's like he rode for Element. He could have took the gravy train out, but he was like, "No, I want to ride with these guys because these guys are pushing me." Those guys have the sickest squad. I mean, if they want to push people. I mean, that's where you want to be, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it was hard to leave there because Ed was really cool. He gave me that opportunity to. Right. He basically turned me pro.
Right.
And I don't know. It was almost like breaking up with a chick on the phone, you know? I had to talk to him for like an hour and a half. But I felt like I wasn't really a part of the team because they were on Southern California. They're going on trips sometimes to Mexico and random stuff. And
cool hairdos and stuff.
I'm up north, kind
it's
of.
Caswell.
Not
greasy.
In the loop.
Not in the loop. Whoa, they did what?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
You went to Argentina a couple times. I seen the board slid that huge rail in Buenos Aires, right?
Yeah.
Mike shot the photo in the burn dog.
Dude, P-Stone was there, too.
The Stone.
So
good. Roberto,
good.
The frontside half cab
Roberto,
on the double set. Broke,
Cairo.
Broke the shit off. They broke the kingpin off. He picked up the board and Preston's like, giggling.
I know. P-Stone stacked so hard skating this gap. It was amazing.
Oh,
all we had to do.
He had the photo in the mag. He
yeah.
made it for the keg.
He landed it second try, ate shit the first try. And everyone was like, all right, 12-pack right here, 12-pack. And he's like, yeah, all right, I got this. He went for it like he had it. So he's pretty much
he's a man
nailed
among
it.
Men. I tell you, things he's done for me, I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Preston's one of a kind.
For sure.
Next song for Preston.
I'll go with Ween Boys Club, P-Stone.
You're going to get Weezer's next?
Nah, that's not it. They didn't make the list.
Weezer didn't make the cut?
Nah.
So what's an average day like from the San Jose life of Caswell Barry? You got a house, you pay for a house, you bought a house down there?
Yeah.
What's the mortgage like down there? Is it above floating above?
It's kind of expensive, only for the fact that I was looking for a house that had a house in the back.
Right.
So,
your mother could live there?
Yeah, yeah. So I looked at something crazy, like 60 houses or something.
Uh-huh.
And that took, I don't know, roughly like 4 or 5 months to find one that I could, you know, that was suitable.
Right.
That worked out. Normal day in the life.
Yeah. Wake up. Do we sleep good?
I sleep like shit.
No, that's me. I don't sleep very well at all.
I wake up, back hurts, switch over.
Well, right now you're
hurting.
Running a fucking meat donut, an air donut for your coccyx, right? You blasted that out. Barber chaired on what?
No.
Handrail? Ledge?
No. It was a water slide in Fresno.
You got bucked out the back?
I don't know. It was like basically two big-ass banks, 40 feet tall roughly or
right.
something. And there's no flat bottom, so it was like a U-pipe. And when I hit the transition, or not even tranny, the bank going up, I was expecting there to be some flat bottom, and
no,
there's none. Yeah,
the
so I zipped out. First thing hit was tailbone. Second thing hit was my
right
arm
against
straight.
The wall? Straight hydroextend your arm?
Yeah, dude, I felt like I was in a car accident. My neck got all boned out, bruised my ribs, knocked the wind out of myself. I stood up for like 8 seconds, was like, oh, I'm all right. Fell to the ground.
Walk it off.
I'm not all right.
Help me.
I can't.
Fall in and I can't get up.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where everyone's like, oh,
that's gotta hurt. Ooh, Caswell.
And just laying
there,
like.
Time you've had the meat donut, right? So you said you've bruised it before.
No. This is my third one on this trip. I mean, I've bruised it before,
but
breaking is
way.
A whole different
breaking
story.
It, it's like it's breaking your pelvis. When I hit my concrete garbage can, I knocked one over. I broke my pelvis.
Oh,
terrible.
God. How long did it take you to heal?
6 months.
Really?
For sure.
I'm working on like 4.5 right now.
I was 36 when it happened, so I was like older. So you know, once you're only 30 now, so you have plenty of time to grow.
Was it 290 page fucking medical record? Something gnarly. I listened to a few of these before I came. I boned up on my shit.
Yeah, well, you know, keep up on it. What's the? Well, people they put them on tape loop because they just hear them in the band. It's like you're just talking shit. It's better than
tape.
Fucking, yeah. Well, cassette tape.
I'm just really
digital microsystem. What's the next song, Kaz?
We'll do the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset.
Morrison, I like that too. Simple. Yeah. Kinks is good, you know, simple shit.
I really wanted to throw in some RBL Posse, you know, Hunter's Point and all that.
With this
you know.
Law.
But other people did it, and I figure I'd try to steer
they
a little.
Come out there, steer away, put it back on the, you know.
Just the fact that I mentioned it, I figure.
I gave the props out. I remember I saw you a shot. So when you go skating every day if you're not hurt, right? Of course, you skate. You have to desire to skate. That's what I'm saying. I have to skate because that's the only thing that keeps me sane.
Right.
And I have this job, and it's like, okay, I do that, but I get to do the things I want. But at the same time, I have to keep skating. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't.
You're dealing with monkeys, and you're fucking breaking shit and yelling, and you turn into a fucking vagrant on the street. Like, you got some shit for me.
Pushing the shopping cart. Yeah, wait a minute. I know that guy.
I know what you're talking about. You go nuts. You lose your fucking mind.
Once you've been to the edge of skateboarding, you realize that that's the only thing that sets you free. And then you're just like, I want that.
It's like dudes in there, you know, some crackheads. They'll do anything
to
get their fix. They'll fucking break your window, car window, to steal a candy bar. Yeah. Like, oh, maybe I can sell this shit for 75 cents.
Dude, what are you? Are you one of the social media micro commanders out there? Do you have all your Netflix and all your fucking jibber jabbers?
I try to stay far away from that, and I pretty much worked it for as long as I could.
Right, away from it.
Yeah. About a year and a half ago, Matt Eversall set me up an Instagram account and pretty much gave it to me and said, here, you have
to
do
this. Deal
with
this. I need this.
And around that time, I was having multiple meetings with companies saying, you know,
this
next
is what you gotta
thing
do.
Is, yeah, like serious, real meetings, 2-3 hours sometimes, like the importance of social media. And I was like, what is this shit, man?
All I want to do is skate.
I have to talk about myself. Cool.
There I am eating pizza. Look
right?
At pizza.
Dude,
look,
give me a break. So, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of have to embrace because the kids these days have no shame. They don't give a fuck. They're like, this is me. This is me shredding at the fucking Target Park. And, you know, how sick I am. Dude, it's crazy. You have to walk a thin line.
You have to be right on it and say, I'm doing my thing. I don't care what you do. You can hide behind Indy 143 or whoever you are out there. But I'm Jake, and I'm fucking running it my way.
Your sick-ass handle on there so no one knows that you're a fucking nerd.
So I'm sitting there jacking off. He's like, come on, dude, seriously? You're going to come out there and tell me that I should frontside flip it? No.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fucked. It is what it is. And you have, I mean, I guess you can embrace it or you can walk away from it and you can be the underground dude and you can get paid like an underground dude.
Well,
so you get your $200 check a month.
What about Crazy Eddie? Is he still around? Nowhere
I don't know. Prescott, Arizona, maybe?
He married some broad out there at some skate park?
I have no idea. Last time I saw him, it was him and, what was his name? Homeboy that was...
Wes? Wes is still here.
He pushed Mongo. Yeah. The wedge fucking attempted the ollie. Randy Colvin, yeah.
Oh, that's
those
called,
two.
That's called doing it. That's called the end of the line right there. Randy, come on,
they,
Randy.
Basically, they somehow stole some girl's car.
Right.
Probably some, you know. Some random chick's car to make it out to Phoenix. She was calling them like,
if you see him.
Yeah. It was insane. It was crazy. I don't even know the full story, but.
But you're glad you don't. So it's like,
yeah.
Check my social media. We'll have to figure that out. Caswell Berry stole my car. What was it, a Honda?
Fuck if I know.
You don't even remember? You just drove it one way and then got out?
They could have left it there for all I know and just like hitchhiked back.
What's the next song, Caswell?
Dude, we'll do the Depeche Mode Behind the Wheel.
Behind the Wheel.
Yeah. I figured that stoke you out.
What's your favorite trips you've ever been gone on? I like the Volcom trips. Julian always tells me, he goes, you and your Volcom buddies go off and around the world. And I'm like, Julian, you ain't buying my tickets. I hate to say it. I love you, but you ain't buying my airfare. But Volcom always takes care of us. We've been on the road quite a few trips. South Africa, that was insane, right?
Yeah, that was actually a really memorable one.
That when we're up there skating, that guy took us to his watch his video part, and he flies off the bridge. Do you remember that?
Smoking out of a carrot or some shit. He showed up. We're going to the van after trying to find some penguins or something on the beach, something random. And some dude happens to be bombing this hill on a longboard, full helmet, elbow pads, wrist guards, goes and tries to launch off of this, I don't even know, someone's driveway.
It's a jump ramp. You know, he took us to his house. He showed us
afterwards, after he knee-bailed and was like, hey guys, you guys want to see my tape? And we're like,
okay, we gotta go.
All right,
house.
Whatever. You're fucking weird.
We're in the end of Cape Town, South Africa, the farthest you can be from this place in the world.
Dude brings us in, like I said, smoking out of a carrot, turned a carrot into a pipe somehow. We're drinking beers, and he's like, "Hey, you guys want to see my video?" We're like,
Help me, sure, dude. You know, never know what you get.
You got more beer? Cool. It turns out he's like, "Yeah, man, I would like to say thanks." He's like, "Get telling us, like, I like to thank Puma for hooking me up, all this
Natural Concept.
Yeah,
it's gonna be in the video.
Holding this video out for maybe like some real TV shit. I don't even know. He basically shows us yard sale. He bombs his hill. He says it's one try, but you could tell because he hits a curb, smashes, and they edit it just right to where like he pulls away from the curb.
And then he goes off the wedge ramp.
And then he goes and makes this fucking launch ramp that he didn't even try out. He just makes this launch ramp that's like 8 feet high. Oh, it's a little too high. We're going to cut a fucking foot off the top. Cuts the foot off the top. Doesn't even roll up it. Brings it straight to the bridge, San Diego. Tries to launch off it after bombing a hill going, I don't know, probably 40. Doesn't even make it off the top of the ramp, but proceeds to do like three backflips.
Yeah, he had foam on his board, so his board would float.
Yeah, so he wouldn't lose it.
Dude, I want those trucks. I need those trucks.
That's he lost it. He should have just left that fucker in the goddamn
just keep
ocean.
Going, just forget about that.
Knocked out, no water floating. His friends had to come and save him.
We were laughing so hard, like just sitting on the couch, like we're in South Africa. This is.
He didn't know what to do.
Okay.
It was like one when a chick slams.
One more song.
All right. Last one is. This is a good one for a last song. It's the Ender. Neil Young, Dreamin' Man. It gets heavy.
It's good. Well, yeah,
heavy as in like deep and, you know.
Deep, emotional.
Yeah,
he's got two kids with two different women that are both autistic.
I know. It's fucked, man. Is that
benefit? That's what he has.
Is that from doing a bunch of junk or
you
what?
You never know.
Yeah.
He's Canadian by birth.
Yeah.
Sad but true. What do you think of the Red Dragons? Are you out for the Dragons? You got any Red Dragons in you?
Oh, they put me in their video.
Have you been on a TV show with Rob Dyrdek?
No.
No?
Does he think he cares about me?
No, I don't think he cares about you. He'd love to make fun of you.
Yeah, well,
I
will say, I don't even know if he knows my name, but one time we saw him at the barracks.
He knows my name.
And it was when we were filming an Enjoy thing. And I guess, I don't know, it was almost like a closed set, kind of, since we're trying to film the Enjoy deal at barracks. And so someone was like, hey, you got to go, I guess, because we're just trying to film this thing with these dudes. And in the middle of that, I fall kind of close to him. So I go and pick up my board, and I figure like, I'd do the right thing and introduce myself, which you know, didn't go so well. I go, hey, I'm Caswell. Shake hands, like try to shake hands. And he like turns his head, kind of looks the opposite way, throws his hand out like kind of.
My liege?
Yeah.
Kiss my hand?
It's like, oh, all right.
I got clown proper. Thanks. Go back to San Jose, Cas. That's better. Thanks.
Basically, you might as well.
I like, you know, the Enjoy video that when you guys do the synchronicity at Sunnyvale, those are some of the sickest, you know, that's called cinema verite. That's the Powell videos coming back to haunt you.
That's the best time, though.
No, it's sick when you guys are like, I got this. I think I can 5-0 that.
It's either that or you get a fucking good bail. So.
Oh, something good.
Remember that one, Gons? Was it Pat Duffy?
Yeah. Oh,
Europe.
That was in England, the car.
I was with Mark.
I was like, go.
Crisscross crash.
In the midair, over the flaming car, they were trying to light the car on fire.
Just to like, make it even more. Like, the bail is good
Jaguar.
Enough.
The slam in midair, yard sale. Like, oh, no way.
Mark is going. Just end over end, like homeboy was launching off that launch ramp into the water.
He's never broken any bones ever. That guy is like seriously atomic.
Ultimate gold.
Seriously. Like he drives. You should see him ride his bike in New York City. He's trying to kickflip a bike. He'll do anything. He's just like retarded. He's pretty fucking crazy. Caswell, thanks for coming down.
For sure, man.
I want to say thanks to all the listeners out there, Thrasher Radio. Caswell, who do you ride for? Nixon? Richter?
No.
You're going to watch Monster? No.
No. I don't even have a hardware.
Do you still eat candy?
Fuck yeah, man.
Tons of it. What's your favorite right now? Stars?
No, those are always good, but since it's the time of the season, it's the Cadbury eggs.
Cadbury eggs,
the cream on the inside, they'll melt your teeth. They're just so good.
Straight nard, like Mallow cups. You know,
those are good.
Mallow cups are just like the nougat. Coconut cream. Oh, terrible stuff.
Swiss cheese teeth.
How many cavities did you have when you first went to the dentist?
I don't know, but last time I went, I hadn't gone in 10 years. I had 10 cavities.
10 cavities?
Probably.
Yeah, that's one that's a
pretty multiple
good
on each tooth. It's like, they're all right, though, you know? These things are holding.
The first time I went to the dentist, I had 25, and my dad took me to the chalkboard and put it out there, and this is how much that costs. And I was like,
Oh,
lucky they're my baby teeth.
Yeah.
Like I said, Cas, thanks for coming. Arts Across the Universe.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thrasher
it.
Radio, back in black. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Cas.